أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا وجعل لكم من جلود الأنعام بيوتا تستخفونها يوم ظعنكم ويوم إقامتكم ومن أصوافها وأوبارها وأشعارها أثاثا ومتاعا إلى حين صدق الله العظيم. Allah تبارك وتعالى continues to speak about Allah's mercy upon us by Allah تبارك وتعالى granting us whatever our needs be. Amongst the needs of insan, Allah تبارك وتعالى says, والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا, that it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that had made for you from your homes sakana, abodes of peace, abodes of comfort. When a man goes home, what is his very primary requirement? That is, he wants that comfort, that solace in the home. If we can just put it into the context of the opposite, that a person goes home and he does not have that solace. Out of his home, he is either working, he is traveling, he has challenges in life, and all of that is seen to out of the home. But when he comes home, he wants that sukoon, he wants that peace, that comfort, that tranquility. And it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that has granted us that comfort of our homes. Some ulama have written that Allah Rabbul Izzat made this the system, but then it is for us to also then further enhance this. How are we going to enhance it, and in which home is there going to be comfort? We all understand the difference between a house, a building, and a home that has been built. And if it is built on the foundation of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the sunnah of our Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all devices of vice and everything else, masiyat, is removed from that home, then definitely, inshallah, we will find that sukoon, we will find that solace, we will find that comfort. وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن جُلُودِ الْأَنْعَامِ بُيُوتًا. One is the home that a person lives in, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had been so kind to insan, to mankind, especially in the days before, that when people will travel from one place to the other, then they will require temporary abodes. They will require temporary homes. And for that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given insan that much of intelligence to have tents made up. In those days, the tents used to be made from the hide of animals, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had seen to the needs. And this is in actual fact the theme of these ayat: needs that we did not have in mind, we did not know we will need. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had seen to it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kindness, Allah says that He made for you min juludil an'am, from the hides of animals, buyutan, different types of homes, in other words tents, tastakhifunaha yawma dha'nikum, that you will find very light when on the days of your travelling, wa yawma iqamatikum, and the days that you pitch your tents, in other words easy to carry, not very difficult, not very hard, not very heavy, and it'll be easy for you now to carry it, to pitch your tent. You stay there, you live there, you dwell there for a night or two, and then you continue your journey. So that need also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had seen to. Wa min aswafiha, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from the will of the animals, wa awbariha, and from the fur of the animals, wa ash'ariha, and from the hair of the animals, athathan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made different types of furniture, different things that you require. In the old days, people needed the simple thing to put their water in, so they needed a water bag. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had shown man how to do that, again from the hide and the leathers of animals, وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينَ, and a means of benefit to a fixed time that you are in this world, and for that moment that you are in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seen to all of this. Obviously then going further, what is of benefit for us in the hereafter, that also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had shown us the material needs and also the spiritual needs. So Allah has taken care of this, Allah has taken care of the spiritual aspects. It is for us now to bring about those actions of spirituality, that amal, the deeds of deen, so that we'll be successful in the hereafter. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.